All right, it is contestants' choice now. This is the last round. Then there will be public voting. The winner will get a badge, and the winning coach will get a badge. Nobody else gets one. The winner also gets the chance to coach a team next season on The Voice and has the option of making an album with VH Records, which will be cool. Let's stall, Rochelle.
Okay.
Who do you like so far?
Would there be five coaches then?
No, there will be four next season.
Oh, so would somebody be kicked out of
the Somebody, coaches? Yes. Beloved said, I'm so sorry about this gah so mad anime face, so I don't know what that means. Does everybody have their links ready?
Allison.
All right, we'll record two albums. When She Wins. Okay, let's just start.
Okay.
Everybody got the link in the chat? No, Beale Dragon does not. I'll post it again. And Turtle's net is freaking out.
I'm back.
Okay. Turtle, are you excited about tonight, the finale? What is your contestant doing for Contestant's Choice, do you know?
Yes. It's a... is she first?
Nope.
Okay,
but we're stalling.
Coming. Oh, well, it's a surprise. I don't think you'll like it.
Oh, it's anime, isn't it? All right. Aria's up first with Skyscraper. Let's listen in 3, 2, 1, go.
Skies are crying, I am watching, catching teardrops in my hands. Only silence as it's ending, like we never had a chance. Do you have to make me feel like there is nothing left of me? You can take everything. Break everything I am, like I'm made of glass, like I'm made of paper. Go on and try to tear me down, I will be rising from the ground, like a skyscraper, like a skyscraper. Rising
That was Aria. Skyscraper. Turtle?
First of all, someone's background can be heard. Okay, it's gone. I really like this whole song for you. It was really good. I love the belty parts. It is like explosive. The only thing I'd say is like the bridge part. I feel like it should have been, you should have changed it up by like changing your vocals to go a little softer, adding something, doing something different. So it was like a transition to that big belty part, but I liked it.
Rochella.
I liked this a lot. I thought your emotion was super pretty. I do think there was a little, again, I'm going back to the vibrato. I do think this was kind of vibrato heavy, but I thought that your singing was pretty, like, was really good on, like, the belty parts and stuff. Just, like, definitely watch your vibrato, because on this it sounded like you were slightly out of control with it. Like, and normally I feel like when you have vibrato in your songs, it's there, but you're controlling it and you're in control of what it sounds like and how much you put in. But for some reason, it sounded like you lost control of it on this one.
I disagree once again. For me, this was another finale level performance. Great emotion. Loved the song. It had everything I want. It had a build. It had amazing vocals. It had great emotion. And when you got crazy belty at the end, it just completely made the song and made me want to do the creepy Gil laugh. So for me, it was epic win. I know you can't control your vibrato, so I don't think it was a problem of your vibrato getting out of control. I didn't think it was that vibrato heavy. I love this. I thought it was one of the better performances of the night. Gil laugh. All right. Turtle.
Oh, that was the Gil laugh?
Yes.
Yeah. I've never heard it until now.
Turtle, I believe Nani is up next.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us why you're making it? Just talk about it.
She's doing Palette by Nico Nico Duaga.
So it's going to be anime.
It's not anime.
It's gonna be J-pop or K-pop.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen. 3, 2, 1, go. We'll be right back. That was Nani. Michelle, what did you think?
I loved this. Wee. I love J-pop. And I thought her layering was awesome. And she, like, sounded so pretty in the high parts and, like, really intense. I do think it was missing a little bit of, like, emotional depth, if that makes any sense. Because it wasn't that she didn't have emotion, but it was that there was just, like, not enough underneath what she was singing. I feel like she maybe focused a lot more on, like, the different parts and vocally sounding awesome than, like, fully performing. But I thought that it was, like, a really unique choice and a really good choice. And I think it was a really strong submission. And it was definitely one of my favorites to listen to tonight.
I thought it was boring. The first half of it I thought was boring. It didn't go anywhere for me. And I zoned out. But then when you started doing the epic high notes at the end, it brought me back in. I don't know. For this being a finale, I don't know if this was a finale-level performance. It would have been epic earlier on, but I don't know. I wasn't feeling it for a finale performance. But what did you think, Turtle?
Well, I'm kind of glad that she has a good taste in J-pop. Because, like, you know, you know, there's just some songs that are just, like, squeaky high-pitched. I liked how there were different sections, because it was, like, one means... I was about to go really technical, like, composition technical, but, just, like, the setup of the song.
It's a Vocaloid song. It's meant to be sung by a robot. She's not a robot.
Yeah, I mean, that's what she was having a hard time doing when I was, like, talking to her about it. Like, she was trying, at first she made it, like, it was even less emotional because she was trying to copy the style of the Vocaloid singers, but then I told her no to, like, add more, like, emotions to it.
I think vocally it sounded great. I think that Nani, with me, one of the things I love about you, obviously you have a great voice, but what you do with emotion is so amazing. And I think choosing a song where you can't really show that off is questionable for a finale. But we don't make the decisions, the public makes the decisions. Are you ready to move on to the next contestant?
Yes.
Rochelle, it's Snowfender.
All right.
Tell us about that.
She is doing Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
Love this song.
Yeah, and it's hot. She's hot.
All right, let's listen to the hot Snowfender. 3, 2, 1, go.
I remember when, I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo. So much faith. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. It wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Possibly. And I hope that you are having the time of your life. But you better think twice. That's my only advice. Come on now, who are you? Who do you, who do you, who do you think you are? Bless your soul. You really think you're in control? Well, I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. Just like me. my heroes have the heart to lose their lives out on a limb. And all I can remember is thinking I wanna be like them. Ever since I was little, ever since I was little, it looked like fun. And it's no coincidence I've come. Die when I'm done. But maybe I'm crazy. Maybe you're crazy. Maybe we're crazy. Probably.
That was Snowfin with Crazy. Turtle, let's go to you.
I like, this is okay compared to the other songs we heard from her tonight. Don't think it's her best song, but it's still not bad. I would have liked to see her do like more play around with the song, more like how she did for her other songs.
Snowfighter, contestant's choice wouldn't have been last, except somebody got theirs in last minute, and I didn't have a choice. Just saying. Just saying. Rochelle?
Yeah, I think that this was your weaker of your three songs. I think your energy and emotion was still really, really good on it. There was a couple of, like, parts where I think that you, like, had a hard time, like, holding the pitch a little bit. But honestly, like, I think, oh my God, Cherie just texted me. but I do think that you did a really, really, really good job. And I still think this was like really good.
I still think it was good too. I think it wasn't as strong as your second performance, but I was sad that you didn't do the ha 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 part. You just went, huh, like you were James Brown, which was nice. I mean, that was a Snowfender touch, which was cool too. I liked it. It was good. And we have Valkyrie Celeste. Cherie's not going to make it back on, you guys. She said she's sorry. But the show will go on, and Valkyrie Celeste is up last. I don't know what song she's doing, so let's just listen in 3, 2, 1, go. With you, it's me. I'm afraid. That was Valkyrie Celeste. Let's go to Richelieu.
I really liked this, Val. This was my favorite of your three songs tonight. I thought your performance was really good. It was really unique. And it was super different than the actual song, which was awesome. So I really liked this for you. I loved your high part. I liked this a lot. Really good job. I thought this was definitely your best of the three.
Awkward turtle.
Oh, well, you just... Okay. I'm trying to think back on our other songs. Yeah, I think I like this one the best. I feel like the mixing could have been better, I think, because when she went down to the softer parts, it was hard for me to hear it. But, that could have just been my headphones. It was an interesting cover, and I love covers.
I think even with just a piano backtrack, you still have to have a build somewhere, like Nani did with hers, and you still have to carry it with emotion, like Nani did with hers. I'm not sure it was a complete success there. It was kind of all one level. I did love the ending, though, and I thought it finished really strong. I wish you had done more awesome, like, higher notes at the end. But overall, I think this was a success, and I think all four of our contestants turned in awesome performances tonight, guys.
I agree.
Oh, if we're, like, all...
So, all you guys have to do now is vote dylan.digipop@gmail.com. Vote for who you think won The Voice. There will be a results episode next week, and the contestants will be performing duets with their coaches. So that will be cool. Thank you guys for listening and supporting it all season and coming to the live listens. And thank you to the contestants. And thank you to the coaches. Again, dylan.digipop@gmail.com. Vote, vote, vote. There's no sense in the contestants or the coaches voting because we're just going to vote for ourselves. So.
It's so true.
Listeners, vote. And, yeah, and make sure you put, like, The Voice votes in the headline so I know what's going on. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Anybody have anything you want to say?
Nope.
Can we say vote for, like, our old individual contestants?
Yes. Vote for Nani and Aria.
Go vote for Nani, Aria, and Falcon, so...
Also, the awards, the VHMAs... are going to be on Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's a live listen.
Really? So
that will be exciting, yes. And I have 4 spots left for Fame Quest, and then I'm closing auditions. So if you wanted to audition for Fame Quest, you need to do it, like, ASAP. Just one person, yes. Vote for one person, the person you thought won. But again, Snowfender, you cannot vote because you're a contestant.
Oh, yes. The awards.
Thank you guys for listening. Good night, everybody.
Oh, okay.
It's the end.